Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening. This is Jim West and Fred Gailey with Carolina Varsity Radio. Fred, how are you doing today?
Doing good now that it stopped raining.
Tell you, man, about it. I'll tell you what, it looks like it's going to rain every day until, except for Friday. Friday looks clear, and then it's going to rain a couple more days. What's that all about?
Yeah, this big nasty thing called Irma heading our way. We don't have any of the rain from it yet, but it could get ugly the middle of next week, come Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
I want to tell you, though, ever so often it's fun to watch a game in the rain. I don't mind if it's drizzling. I saw a game at South Granville on Friday night, and it was kind of drizzling. It wasn't too bad, you know. But the good thing is when you get these games postponed, you can see a game on Saturday, a game on Friday, a game on Monday, sometimes a game on Thursday. There was actually a couple of games last night. So, I mean, for a guy like me,
I saw two games on Monday.
That's right, because Eastern was playing at 2 o'clock, I think, weren't they?
Yeah, Eastern played at 2 o'clock, yeah.
That
is wild. I went over and saw that.
That is wild.
There was a 2 o'clock game and a 3 o'clock game and a 7 o'clock game, so.
And none of them were all that exciting over in Alamance County. What is that all about this year?
Honestly, I mean, they have to play each other. It's been mandated. It's just,
right.
I know some of the schools probably would rather not play each other, but they're told they have to. In the non-conference schedule, they have to play each other. So, and with some of these bigger conferences, that ties up their entire non-conference schedule because you've got the six schools and they're split between three different conferences. Two of them are two 3A conferences, have two schools each, and one 2A conference has two schools. So it makes it kind of makes scheduling kind of options kind of limited.
It does. It really does. You know, and 15 years ago, Cummings was a great football program. Graham won a state championship. I forgot when it was, 99, 2000 or something. And,
yeah, I'd have to look it up, but I think in the last 20 years, I think every – I mean, I don't think Eastern's won one, but they've been in the title game a couple times. But Graham, Williams, Cummings, and Western have all won titles.
That's correct. And so, I mean, it's not like that. It's just you got some good teams and bad teams. There's a lot of ebbs and flows, you know. It happens with these programs. And I was looking back, I was thinking, you know, Alamance County's got some really good football, though. Over the years, Eastern and Western. Western's won a state championship. Williams, Cummings, all these guys, great great programs. Graham's had some good teams. But this year is either the teams have been able to really do win these games by a large margin or they lose them by a large margin. It's just how it flows, at least for the first 3 weeks. But, Fred,
well,
I'm going to go and go ahead, Fred. Sorry.
I was just going to say I think there's two strong programs, two weak programs, and two middle-of-the-road programs this year. And that's you know, it makes it tough. Except for when the
right.
weak are playing the weak. I mean, the two strong are in the same conference. The two, what I would say, middle are in the same conference, and the two weak are in the same conference. So it makes the non-conference just kind of bad.
I agree. And I thought the Williams-Eastern-Alamance game might have been a little bit closer this last week. Eastern won 48-21. I thought Williams might be a little bit stronger, but Eastern, I think you got to tip our hats. We have to tip our hats to John Kirby. I think he's done a great job at Eastern.
He has, and I was at that game, and honestly, the score wasn't as close as that. Two of Williams' touchdowns came late in the game against backups. Honestly, Eastern just ran through them. I mean, threw them around them, over them. It was I think they ran for over 300 yards on the ground. Trey Bozeman and Hayden Mann had big games. Mann's dangerous outside the pocket. Trey Bozeman ran it right up the gut on him. And he's not really a power back, but the offensive line had just opened such big holes right up the A-gap that they just ran it right down the field.
Yeah, I tell you what, I don't know, but yeah, I love some good power football every so often. It's fun to watch. So let's go look at some of these matchups from this last weekend. Fred, I'm going to read down.
Okay.
I'm doing alphabetical order, and every so often I'm going to stop. A.C. Reynolds just destroyed Owen, 52-0. No shocker there. Alexander Central, 46, North Iredale, 0. No shocker. Allegheny, 28, Bishop McGinnis, 16. Allegheny's kind of they got a really good coach. He's a coach that was with I think it was an athletic director over at A.L. Brown, I believe, and now he's the head coach at Allegheny, coming 1A program. What do you think?
That result surprised me. I've taken notice. Allegheny's undefeated right now, and they seem to be on the rise. Let's see how some of these future games go. What did they have, South Stokes this week or somebody like that?
Right.
So that could be a real test. But I'm so far, wow. I mean, they were totally off my radar at the beginning of the season, and they're on it now.
I agree. I had them about fifth or sixth in their conference, and now I think they're 3-0. Now looking down here, Andrews 42, Carolina Gladiators 0. I couldn't tell you anything about the Gladiators. Ashbrook 18, East Lincoln 3. East Lincoln's kind of fallen off the map ever since Coach Bias left. You think this is a hiccup, or you think maybe after a year or so the program will be righted?
I think it'll be righted. They also lost a lot of talent, and so we'll see. The jury's out. Tend to think it'll be righted because they're usually a pretty strong program, at least in my recollection. But
right.
So far this year, it's not been good.
Ashley 30, Fairmont 20. That's pretty good game. Athens Drive 31, Knightdale 28. Couldn't really tell you much about either one of those programs. I think they're kind of average at best. Now here's one I'm going to ask you about. Beargrass Charter. They're 3-0. They've only played three games in their whole existence, and they're 3-0. They beat Manna Mesquite 54-22. Coach Pascal, Brian Pascal, he ran into some problems at Conley a few years ago. Got a 1-year suspension. He was stayed at Conley as a teacher. And, this year he's at Beargrass Charter. This is a nice feel-good story, to be honest with you. And I like Coach Pascal. I think he got kind of a raw deal at Conley. Does that kind of surprise you, a team that's never played football all of a sudden or is 3-0?
Well, first let me say I thought he got a real raw deal too. I'm totally surprised. I don't know much about them. I don't know a lick about what kind of talent they have there. But to come out of nowhere, be 3-0 out of the gate, it's a small school, but it's impressive. It's impressive. I would never have expected it. I mean, watch out. Do we have another Northern Guilford? Are they going to be at our house?
Who knows? It might be a Mount Helen Charter, you know.
Never know.
Let's see. We got Bedingfield 28, Northern Vance 12. Here's one that Ben Smith, I think, is a little bit better than I thought, and I think High Point Andrews is struggling a lot more than I thought. Ben Smith wins 24-18. Did that shock you?
No, it did not shock me, because I think you hit it exactly right. Ben Smith is better than people are giving him credit for. I mean, I don't think they're a threat as a 4A program, you know. They are 4A still, if I recall. Maybe they're 3A.
Right.
I might be wrong. But, I mean, they're a bigger school than Andrews. Andrews traditionally has been a strong team, but they had a late coaching change. And they're a little down this year. And Ben Smith has played a lot of some tough games. I think, if I recall, they played Southeast Guilford tough, and Southeast Guilford is a good squad. When I saw Ben Smith live at the Dudley Jamboree, I didn't think a lot of them, but they're getting it done. I mean, they're a competitive ball club this year. So hats
You're
off
exactly
to them.
Right. I agree. Now, next game, Bessemer City 35, Chase 0. Got to give a shout out to Daniel Burleson. He predicted that Bessemer City might be the surprise team. I wouldn't say they're surprising anybody, but they're winning really, really good at this point. Brevard beats Drawn 27-0. A.L. Brown all over Carson 50-0. Carborough beats Chapel Hill 21-20. Cary 29, Broughton 18. Charlotte Catholic 45, Country Day 6. Derek Miller could probably talk about that game for at length for about 40 minutes and still leave out some details. And that's just because of Derek's love for Charlotte Catholic, and I love his enthusiasm. Now, here's one I got to ask you about, Fred. I thought that Charlotte Christian would win this game. I thought they'd beat Hendersonville, but I did not think they'd win 63-14. Were you surprised by that?
Stunned would be a better word. More than surprised. I had a lot of people telling me that they thought Hendersonville might, and I quote, might be the best team in the mountains. They got beat by 50 points. so I don't think they're the best team in the mountains. I was very, very surprised by the score. I don't know the details of the game or how it went down, but 50 points is that's a thrashing. So I was very stunned by the score. I thought it would be a competitive game.
I agree. I thought it would be a close game. I thought maybe Christian by a couple of touchdowns, and that's about it. Now Clayton all over Corinth Holders, 42-7. Clover, South Carolina's 42, Hunter Huss 41, and Clover is a good team.
Yes, they are.
Could go either way.
And that was an overtime game, I think, if I recall.
I think it was.
Did somebody? I might be wrong. I thought somebody told me that Huss went for two to try to win it or something, but I might be absolutely wrong on that. But Clover's a good team. That's a strong showing from Huss. They lost, but they lost to a good team in a close game.
You know, Hunter Huss is one of these teams as a 3A program. They were 2A, and Hunter Huss on about any other given year would be a top 10 team in 3A. And I can't remember what we had them ranked, but 3A is just loaded this year. I mean, if you're not in the top 25 in 3A, it's no shame because I think you're going to have – I think me and you were talking about it earlier on this week, 38, 40, 42 teams could be in the top 25, you know.
I could make a legitimate argument for about 40 teams, yeah. I mean, I could make a legitimate argument not only for them to be in the top 25, but in that top 25, maybe the top – some of them, I could make an argument that they should be top 10. 3A is absolutely just stacked in terms of depth of talent. I don't think the absolute best teams in the state are the top couple of 4A teams, but in terms of how tough the playoffs could potentially be and looking at equality and some playoff matchups, 3A is just – it's scary loaded.
It is. It really is. Here's a 3A team. Conway beats Washington 62-20. Cox Mill 28, Parkwood 14, Cuthbertson 48, Anson 6. Davie County 34, Mooresville 13. That's a bit of a rivalry game. These are two teams that were in the North Piedmont Conference back in the 60s and all the way through 76. They were always in the same conference. This is a little history lesson for you, Fred, which you probably already know this, but Mooresville at one time, when they got out of the Western North Carolina High School Athletic Association, they were a 2A school, and Davie County was 4A, and Mooresville is now 4A, but Mooresville was not that great of a program all those years in the North Piedmont Conference, and Davie was kind of up and down. But give you kind of a reference, North Stanley, who was in the same conference with them, now North Stanley is a 1A school, and both of these schools are 4A. North Stanley could beat Mooresville about half the time, and it just kind of shows you how programs kind of change over the years. But good rivalry game. Now, this is one I'm going to ask you about. I think this is a big game. Dudley 19, Page 14. This is about what the score I thought it would be, and I thought Dudley would win this game. What was your thoughts about that?
I actually thought Dudley would win it by a little bit more, but it's a rivalry game. I mean, shoot, those two schools aren't very far apart. They were in the same conference before, so they're always up for each other, so it's always a good game. Like I said, I thought Dudley would win by a little more. I have heard through the grapevine that Dudley has a couple of defensive linemen out, and I heard that their starting running back went out in this game. So I don't know his status going forward. But so they did have some injuries, but either way, great game. I wish I'd seen it.
Same here. Looking down here, East Bladen 34, North Brunswick 0, East Carteret 48, Jones Senior 0. Those are a couple of blowouts here. Here's another one, East Davison 49, Central Davison 6, East Duplin 58, Aiden Grifton 6. You know, Aiden Grifton, a lot of people thought they would be a top 25 team this year. Very first game of the season, they lost 26-0 to a 1A program. I cannot remember. I think it was Southside that beat them 26-0.
Yeah, Southside.
And East Duplin, though, I'm going to tell you right now, East Duplin's a real deal. You know, we're talking about how good talent is in 3A. 2A, there's about 15 teams that are you could make an argument for them being the top six or seven, and East Duplin to me is probably the third or fourth best team in the state in 2A. Do you agree with that?
They're right there. I'm trying to remember. I don't have my ballot in front of me. I might have had them four or five. They're right, but yeah, they're definitely right there. I think I had them four. Thinking back on it, I'd have to pull it out. But yeah, that's a stout squad. That's a stout squad. And I don't know what to make of Aiden Griffin. You mentioned them. Their losses, they got pretty much shelled by two stout programs. So I'm not writing them off yet either.
I'm not either. I'll tell you what, they could still win their conference. They play teams like Kinston. I think Wes Craven is probably the best team in that conference, though. But I mean, I'll see them beat North Lenoir, South Lenoir, Kinston. I think they'll beat Green Central. Although, you know what, Green Central actually is a team I want to talk about later on. But Green Central actually probably will beat Aiden Griffin. Come think of it, but. Anyway, going down the line here, East Forsyth all over North Forsyth, 42-0. East Mecklenburg, 34, Berry Academy, 20. East Montgomery, 29, North Moore, 7. East Rutherford, 47, South Caldwell, 7. My buddy Alan Drum brought this to my attention, said East Rutherford is a 2A team that should be in the top 25. And, you know, right now it's hard for me to disagree with him. I did not have East Rutherford in my 2A ballot, but I'm still looking for a little bit more information from them. You know, I haven't seen they haven't played anybody I consider to be a healthy challenge for them. What's your thoughts about East Rutherford?
East Rutherford did get votes. They have gotten votes in the poll. They haven't cracked the top 25 yet. They're capable, but 2A is, like you mentioned earlier, a lot like 3A. You can make a case for a lot of teams because 2A, the depth in 2A is very strong. So, I need to see a little more. I need to see some results against some stronger teams, and maybe if I get a hold of some film and see a little more, I might change my mind. But right now I have them outside the top 25, but the potential is definitely there.
I agree. East Wilkes, 42, Forbush, 0. East Wilkes just keeps on winning. They're a stout 1-8 program, top 10 in my ballot. I can't remember exactly where I had them. Eastern Alamance, 48, Williams, 21. We've talked about that. Eastern Alamance, that game, that score might be a little bit deceptive. It might have been a bigger blowout than that. Eastern Guilford, 31, Grimsley, 7. Eastern Guilford, I heard at the beginning of the season, they may not be as good as they were last year, but they're still pretty good. What do you think?
And I'm one of the people that told you that. I didn't think they'd be as good as last year. But that last year they were very good. I mean, they were state finalists in 3AA. They're still a strong program. A lot of talent there. A lot more enthusiasm for football there than there has been in the past. Coach Robertson's done a real good job. And I know that they've got the talent, and they believe they can win. So they're a force to be reckoned with. They're definitely, you know, to me, a top 10. Team right now.
I agree. Eastern Randolph, 22, Albemarle, 0. Both those teams were winless before that game. Eastern Randolph wins that game again, 22-0. Albemarle's better this year, but they're still struggling. East Rowan, 41, South Rowan, 8. South Rowan, they moved down to 2A, and they're still struggling. East Rowan, this is a good win for them, good rivalry win. Eastern Wayne, 19, CBA Cox, 6. CBA Cox over in Pikeville in Wayne County, so this is a bit of a rivalry game. These two teams actually play twice this year, so we'll see what happens. Enloe, 14, Apex Friendship, 7. That's a good win for Enloe. I was happy to hear this one, that one. Now, this next score surprised me. I thought the loser would win this game, and I was totally wrong. Farmville Central, 41, Princeton, 12. Were you surprised by that score, Fred?
Yes, and especially by the margin. I kind of thought Princeton would win it too. Obviously, I was wrong. That's all I can say. I've been wrong plenty. I was wrong on this one.
Yeah, it's Fred, you're much more right than I am. Anybody wants to watch watch some football game with a good guy, you need to hang out with Fred Galley. I remember one time, Fred, a couple of years ago, we were watching the game in Orange. You were pretty much telling me what play was going to be called, and it was about seven or eight plays in a row, and it was exactly the way you called it. And I was like, "Gosh, Fred would be an offensive coordinator." Fred, let me ask you this: if you were an offensive coordinator, what and you had any talent that you could at your disposal, what kind of offense would you run?
You got to ask me that. You know where my heart's at, Jim. Come on. I grew up with the wishbone. I like option football. I understand the allure of the passing game now, but I would want to base my offense off whatever talent I had, obviously. But in my heart, I'm an option guy. I like to see option football.
I do too. I'll tell you what, I enjoy watching the flex bone. That's done by South Granville, and that's a fun offense to watch. Looking down a little bit here, First Flight 19, Manny 07. That's about what I thought. Forest Hills wins a good game. They beat Pageland Central 28-12. Forest Hills went 1-10 last year, and this is a perennial power that all of a sudden changes coaches, and next thing you know, they're struggling. That's happened at Owen. That's happened at Southwest Onslow. And, I mean, the guys that replace them are good coaches. And for whatever reason, sometimes that happens. Franklin 47, Raven Gap 0. Javar Branson, I got to give him a shout out. Franklinton 46, Lewisburg 0. Franklinton's a team that some people thought would not win a game for several years in a row. Last year, Javar, the head coach, came into a tough situation, and he had a winning record. And this year he's 3-0, and I'm going to tell you right now, Franklinton is a team, they're right there getting close to the top 25. Impressive win. Fred T. Ford, 40, North Lincoln, 6. Freedom, 48, East Burke, 8. Jim Bob Wright, Fred, he's a darn good coach, isn't he?
I think everybody that knows anything about football in the state of North Carolina would agree with that statement. I mean, he's got the pedigree, he's done it, and I don't know Freedom intimately, but I know that they've always had a reputation of having good athletes. I think you put a coach like Jim Bob Bryant there. Good things are going to happen.
Yeah, I agree. Going down the list here, Gardner 47, Southeast Raleigh 14. Gardner, you know, they lost the very beginning of the season, lost to Clayton 35-14, and I think they lost again. And they beat a team, Southeast Raleigh, that I thought they were going to be kind of down this year, and I think I'm right on that. So, a couple teams I'm going to say they're struggling. Now, here's one that's over in Daniel Burleson's territory down the northeastern North Carolina part. Gates County 34, Bertie 28. I would have loved to have been in that game. I think that game could have gone either way. Glenn 58, yep. Carver 0. Goldsboro 32, Southern Wayne 21. Granville Central 33, Kip Pride 8. Here's a team I was going to ask you about, Green Central. They beat North Pitt 20-6. Green Central, you buy or sell on them for being a top 25 caliber team?
Can I phone a friend? There's a few people I would defer to on that one. I don't know enough about Green Central. I do not have them on my ballot yet. I would say right now I'm selling. I'm waiting to see more. But
you know,
I'm not going to pretend that I don't know everybody perfectly, you know.
You know, that's the thing. I agree with you. They were not on my two-way ballot either. Coach Wooten, I think he's one of the best coaches in the eastern part of the state. He's a winner, and I'll be honest with you, I think Green Central is a team that could make a very good run. I'm waiting for that aha moment where I see them really destroy some team that surprised me. North Pitt, they're not one of those teams that go like, oh gosh, you beat them, you know. Didn't see that.
Exactly.
Green Hope 28, Leesville Road 21. Leesville Road's down this year. I've seen Green Hope play before. Green Hope has some size, and they have a good coach. And I don't think they're a top 25 team yet, but they might be down the road here. Here's
I can see them getting there.
You can. I can too.
Well.
I don't hold it against them that they lost to Southern Nash. Southern Nash.
A whole lot of people are going to lose to Southern Nash.
Southern Nash might go undefeated in the regular season. I mean, they're that
Southern
good.
Nash might win a state championship.
They
I'll
might.
Say it.
They
might.
I mean, it might. You know, that power in Nash County might have transferred from Rocky Mountain to Southern Nash. We'll see. Last year, Southern Nash beat Rocky Mountain in the regular season and lost Rocky Mountain in the playoffs, so that's a fierce rivalry. Harding 21, West Charlotte 0. West Charlotte might be a little bit better than I thought. Holding Harding to 3 touchdowns is a pretty good statement. I'm kind of curious about that. Now, I'm going to let you answer that one and this one, next one. High Brighton 42, Ash County 0. High Brighton's a top, they're a top 5 program to me. What's your feeling about Harding and High Brighton?
Harding, we know, has some depth issues, but they have some very, very good first-line talent or first-team talent. If they can stay healthy and keep putting it together, I mean, I think they're going to lose some games this year. But so far, they're as advertised. They're doing very well. High Brighton, everybody knew they were going to be strong, dropping down from 3A to 2A. They may have had a good run in the 3A playoffs last year. They're a good team. And beating up on Ash County doesn't surprise me a bit. I think we've talked about it before. Ash County is a little down from where they've been. Two good teams.
Yeah, I agree. Hickory, Virginia, not Hickory, North Carolina, but Hickory, Virginia, 13, Currituck, 7. Hickory Ridge, 18, J.M. Robinson, 0. J.M. Robinson struggling a little bit this year. I don't think they're a team that I'm going to count out yet, but right now, if you're a J.M. Robinson fan, are you a little bit nervous about this season?
I am. I thought J.M. Robinson would be stronger than they appear to be so far, but once again, we've only played 3 games. I've heard they've had some injuries. I don't count them out, but I thought they would be stronger this year.
Holly Springs, 41, Panther Creek, 23. Holmes, 49, Pasquotank, 0. Holmes is still one of the best 1A teams around. That's a good quality win. Homewood Flossmoor, 43, Southern Durham, 6. I watched this game. Southern Durham is not the Southern Durham of old. They're a young team. Be honest with you, they're a little bit small. And also, there's something there. There's a lot of fire on Southern Durham, and it's all coming from the coaching staff. Those coaches, they're breathing fire. And last year, they were doing the same thing in the beginning of the season. I saw them play Cardinal Gibbons and lost that game. And a lot of the fire was coming from the Coach Robinson's staff, and I like that staff because Southern Durham got better as the season ended, and actually gave Western Alamance a little bit of a fright, I guess, in the playoffs. But right now, Southern Durham is not looking good. It was a first round game, if I remember right.
It was a heck of a first round game. It was two teams that whoever won that were probably going to go. They would have, Western Alamance won and ended up going to the third round where they lost to Eastern Guilford. If Southern Durham had won that game, they would have gone to the third round and probably lost to Eastern Guilford. But that was a heck of a fight. Southern Durham's definitely down. I saw them. I saw them 7-on-7, and I knew their size, at least in the skill positions, was considerably down, and they looked young compared to what they've been in the past. But, the coaching staff is solid, solid head coach. They'll turn it back around, but they're definitely not the Southern Durham teams we've thought of the last 4 or 5 years.
You're exactly right. Here's 2 teams I think they're struggling, Huff and Concord. Huff beats Concord 28-14. Hunt, 23, Rose, 20, Jack Britt, 41, Grace Creek, 12, Jacksonville, 40, Laney, 6, Kings Mountain, 38, T.C. Roberson, 21. T.C. Roberson, they keep on losing, but they're losing to good teams, so it's hard to knock that program down. Kinston, 21, Fike, 18, Lakeview, South Carolina, 50, South Robinson, 6, Lakewood, 41, Lejeune, 0, Lake Norman Charter, 48, Community School of Davison, 46. Here's one that was kind of a surprise to me. Ledford 27, Randleman 21. I thought Randleman was going to roll Ledford, and I was wrong. What was your thoughts about that one?
I was wrong, too. I actually liked Ledford a little bit early on, but I really liked Randleman. I still do. I still think they have a very good team, but I've got to start looking closer at Ledford. They're with the split school going on and them dropping down in class from 3A to 2A. I thought maybe they'd lost a little bit. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think I've seen some film on Randleman, and I think Randleman's a solid. So that's a very good win, and it did surprise me.
Lee County 39, Wakefield 0. That is a statement win right there. Wakefield is down this year. Lee County is a 3A team that is going to make some noise. The only problem with Lee County is there's about 25 other teams that are like right there with them that it's going to be hard for them to stand out. Madison 70, Rosman 42, Maiden 41, Bunker Hill 15. Fred, I like Maiden so much, I bid them twice on my 2A bout, if you remember correctly. I had them ranked 18, and then I was looking, always trying to fill out a team at like number 25, you know, and I feel like, oh gosh, I didn't put Maiden on there, so let me throw Maiden on there. And Fred sent me a text, says, hey Jim, got Maiden on there twice. So anyway, it was kind of a laugh between me and Fred here.
Yeah.
Marvin Ridge, 35. Go ahead.
I was going to say, going back to Lee County, if I'm not mistaken, I don't think Lee County's given up a point this year. I think they have 3 games and 3 shutouts.
Oh, wow.
That's something I'm really noticing. I actually really like Lee County. I've been consistently moving them up. I'm about 90% sure that I'm right when I say they've had 3 games and 3 shutouts. So they've got to be for real. I don't care who you're playing. Sometimes you give up some points by accident. So that's the team to watch out for.
You're exactly right. You know, that's the hard thing about moving a team up in the 3A is most of the 3A teams are winning, and it's so hard to move them up, you know, and they're winning, you know, by good stuff. So Lee County, to me, is standing out heads and over heels over what I had them in my mind beforehand. Marvin Ridge, 35, Ardrick Hill, 0. Marvin Ridge is a team I shot up in my 3A ballot. How about you?
They've come out of nowhere to me. Preseason, I did not think they were a top 25 team. Now I do. And it just makes me think about that conference and go, wow. Think about who all is in that conference with Catholic, Weddington, Marvin Ridge, Monroe, Sun Valley. You know, hello. That to me is the strongest conference in 3A.
Oh, gosh, yeah. I'll tell you right now, they're stronger than half of the conferences in 4A. That is a great conference. I mean, Cuthbertson, I mean, they beat Anson 48-6 this weekend, and Anson's it's a 2A program, it's a big 2A program, but still, it's a deep conference. Mitchell 60, Trinity Academy 0. I won't say anything about that one. Monroe 58, Hopewell 0. Hopewell has not scored a point this year. They've allowed 56, 56, and 58. I think it was 170 points, so tough going for Hunter,
yeah.
For Hopewell. Mount Airy 51, Elkin 14, Mount Pleasant 31, Central Cabrera 6. That's the Highway 49 battle. Mountain Heritage and Salisbury, that game got canceled. Mountain Island Charter 68, Graham 16. No surprise there. Murphy 55, Greenwood Raptors 16. Myers Park 41, Providence 38. Myers Park is 3-0. They won 3 games. And everybody's talking about what a disaster this program is right now. And I can see it both ways. Myers Park, to me, they should be 3-0, but they also should have just dominated those 3 games. What's your thoughts?
We agree. Everybody I talk to says they have the talent, that they should be. I've had many people tell me talent-wise that they should be a top 5 or 6 program. But the results, I mean, give them credit. They're 3-0. You can't knock 3-0. But they've been close, much closer games than anybody imagined. You know, teams everybody thought they should beat by more. And one of those games was an overtime game, if I recall. It was at Ardrick Hill. And then this game against Providence, I had several people tell me Providence should have won that game, that Myers Park escaped.
It's wild. Yep. Nash Central 56, Smithfield Selma 7. Smithfield Selma still having trouble scoring and stopping anybody on defense. That program used to be pretty good under Jack Gaster back in the 80s, and they've kind of fallen on tough times. New Hanover 26, Cape Fear 19. These are two good programs here. Cape Fear, to me, was a top 5 3A program. New Hanover, that's a statement win for this program. I would have loved to have been in that game. I would love to see that game live. How about you?
Absolutely. I was wrong on New Hanover preseason. I did not think they would be as strong as they are. They are a very strong program with some excellent wins. you know, either by big margins or beating really good teams. Cape Fear, well thought of. I did not see the game. I talked to some people that at least listened to the game. And, you know, I think New Hanover was up and Cape Fear came back, if I recall. But still, wow, what a good game. Two good teams.
And Newton Conover had no problem cracking the nuts. They beat Hickory 45-26. North Davison 38, Asheville 15, North Duplin 42, South Lenoir 6. North Henderson 34, Swain County 28. That surprised me. I thought Swain would win that game.
Well, yeah, it's a surprise, but it wasn't hugely surprising, I guess. Right.
I've got to give a shout-out to the Asheville newspaper. Their sports editor actually predicted North Henderson would win that game. And when I saw it, I was like, oh, he must know something I don't know, and he obviously did. So I wish we had a guy that was really strong on the mountain area for us to give us a little bit more insight. North Johnson, 48, Hopton, 0. North Lenoir, 50. Southern Vance, 36. North Myrtle Beach, 38. West Brunswick, 12. North Rowan, they were struggling against Lexington. Lexington had them down by a pretty good score, and North Rowan scored 44-37. In this next game here, North Stanley beats West Stanley 56-21. What's your feelings about North Rowan and North Stanley?
I'm surprised North Rowan struggled with Lexington like that. I still think they're a very strong program. North Stanley keeps surprising me. I know that warmed your heart. <They're>, but I did have people tell me, other than you, that had seen North Stanley over the summer, and they said, wow, that's going to be a strong team. And so far, they're proving those people right. So North Stanley, watch out for them. You know, they don't have the Ohio State guy running the football, but they obviously have some athletes and some good players, and the staff's got them playing well.
You got two guys there. Pawpaw Wooten's grandson, Scott Crisco, he's the head football coach at North Stanley. Pawpaw Wooten, better known as Howard Wooten, was a great friend of my dad's and a great family friend. And also you got Cameron Davis, running back for North Stanley. In his first three games, he's just right close to 1,000 yards already. He had over 400 yards against West Stanley this last week, so North Stanley, we'll see what happens on that. I'm proud of my guys there. North Surrey 24, East Surrey 20. That game, I actually predicted this would win. North Surrey would win. That's a good statement win. Northeast Guilford beat Southern Guilford 14-7. This is kind of like the Earl Bates Bowl here. I was a little bit surprised by that. How about you?
First off, Roger the Earl Bates Bowl. That's exactly what it was, because he was at Southern Guilford last year. But, yeah, I was a little bit surprised by it. I think Southern Guilford is not as strong as not that I ever thought they were top 25 or anything like that, but they're not as strong as I thought they might be. I think that they're going to struggle. Northeast Guilford has had some issues, but good win for them.
Now, here's one. Northside Jacksonville beats Clinton 25-21. There was a little bit of drama on outside the football program at Northside after week two. I won't get into it. The one thing I was going to I don't want to get on my soapbox or anything, but coaching is a very stressful.
Don't get me there.
Yeah, I won't get you there. Coaching is a very stressful job, but the thing is you have to do ethically what's right 100% of the time for your kids. No ifs, no ands, no buts.
I agree.
And, you know, I know that sometimes we do stupid things, but when it comes to those kids, you got to do the right thing 100% of the time. Olympic 38, Independence 6. Happy for Coach Fowler. I think he won't see a lot of improvement over with Olympic over the season. Everhills 48, Western Harnett 28. Here's one that didn't surprise me. Palmico County 40, Plymouth 39. I did think Plymouth would win this game, but Plymouth is not the Plymouth of old. They don't have the defensive coordinator. Plymouth will not make it to the 1A state championship this year. You can go ahead and write that down. Parkland 41,
yeah.
Wake Walkertown 6, Patton 42, McDowell 7. Patton's had a quarterback that had someone told me that he had a brain tumor, and I got the article. I can't remember exactly what. I think it was a quarterback. My thoughts and prayers are for that whole there for the kid and his family and his friends and all the players there. Person 40, Bartlett, Yancey 14, Pinecrest 42, Hillside 39. Fred, that would have been a good game to watch. What do you think?
Especially when you hear about how all the fireworks late, how Pinecrest, I mean Hillside went down and took the lead, then Pinecrest came back, and Pinecrest is not really known to be an aerial team, but they had to do it through the air at the end. Wow. I mean, it's Hillside once again playing a really good team, a really good Pinecrest team. I still think Hillside is a good team, but they're very likely to start the season 1-3 because they had.
Right.
I mean, they're 1-2 now. They've lost to Scotland, they've lost to Pinecrest, and now they have Dudley. So,
I'll tell you what, I got to
yeah,
give
I would have loved
to
have been there.
I got to give a shout out to Hillside for scheduling such a tough non-conference schedule. That's probably the toughest in 3A. My cousin Danny Batchelor was at that game, and he told me that that was one well of a game. Danny, if you're listening, I hope I'll be able to get down to Southern Pines sometime and watch the game with you, my friend. I miss you. Pisgah 31, Tuscola 10. This is a big rivalry game, probably the second or third, probably in the top five at least in the state when it comes to rivalries. Polk 35,
what was the 50-50?
You know what? Someone told me it was close to $40,000. I'm like, there's no way. But then I found out that they actually did it on the internet this year.
Okay.
You know, where you could buy tickets on the internet. So who knows what it would have been. But wow, you know, would you do with that extra money?
I don't know, but I'd like to try.
Yeah, same here, man. That's I know one thing. I'd be wearing a smile on my face. Polk 35, RS Central 14, Purnell Sweat 41, Douglas Bird 14, RJ Reynolds 53, Winston Salem Prep 6. Ragsdale 28, Western Guilford 18. Western Guilford is going to win a game. It's going to be soon too. They're a good program. Reagan 62, Atkins 13, Reidsville all over Moorhead 74-0. Richmond 40, Pine Forest 14, Riverside Martin 52, South Creek 22, Roanoke Rapids 42, Weldon 6, Robbinsville 32, Inca 3. Rocky Mount beats Hereford County 47-21. I was a little bit surprised by that. I thought that game would have been about even. How about you?
Well, I thought Rocky Mount would win, but the margin is a little bit surprising. You know, it is a bigger school playing a smaller school, but Hereford County's got a lot of tradition. But Rocky Mount's been pretty stout. We both agree that they're going to be down from where they've been the past 2 years. So I thought Rocky Mount would win, but you know, I saw that as probably a 14-point game, you know. So
right.
A little bit of a surprise.
Looking down here, Sanderson 48, Apex 0, Sandhills 13, East Columbus 6. The Scotland Marlborough County game got canceled. 71st beats E. Smith 19-6. Shelby all over Burns 48-7. Smoky Mountain 27, North Buncombe 22. South Davison, they win a game 31-14 over Highland Tech. South Granville, I saw this game. They beat Ravenscroft 41-12. I got to give a shout out to Coach Hopgood. They run a great offense. Has a great program. Great fan support. Some of the nicest people there. Gene Hallwell, good buddy of mine. It was great seeing him. South Point 42, Forestview 0, South Stanley 32, Jordan Matthews 20, South Stokes 39, Trinity 38, Southview 28, Lumberton 21. Southeast Guilford beats Northwest Guilford 28-13. I was surprised by this. I thought Northwest would win this game, and I was wrong. How about you?
I was wrong, too. I mean, I thought it would be a good game. Northwest is a pretty strong program. Southeast Guilford, new offense, new coaching staff, you know. But they're a strong 3A program dropping down from 4A. I do have Southeast on my top 25. I used to have Northwest in my top 25. I think I've dropped them out. But so it was a bit of a surprise.
And keeping up with the 28-13 score between the Southeast and the Northwest, Southeast Halifax beats Northwest Halifax 28-13. That's kind of strange. South Iredell beats Lake Norman 38-20. That surprised me. I thought Lake Norman, you know, going into the season, I thought Lake Norman would be a lot better than they are, and they've kind of underwhelmed me so far. How about you?
Very much underwhelmed. A lot of people really were talking up Lake Norman and saying they were a top 25 program in 4A. South Iredell is another one of those teams that you can put in the conversation in 3A. If I recall correctly, they're still they're one of the like 25 or 26 undefeated 3A teams right now, but we don't have them ranked. So yeah, it was a surprise for sure.
Yeah, it's always fun to see these surprises too. Southern Lee 31, West Johnson 0. Southern Nash all over Bunn 55-7. Southside 61, Perquimin 0. Southwest Edgecombe 28, South Central 26. Southwest Guilford 27, High Point Central 0. Southwest Onslow 44, White Oak 8. Stuart Kramer over East Gaston 51-13. Swansboro over Richlands 35-8. Tarboro 42, Northern Nash 7. Tarboro is a strong 1A program, probably the best in the state right now. Terry Sanford 49, Cleveland 28, Thomas Jefferson 44, Chatham Central 12. Let's see, Trask 20, South Brunswick 13, Triton 21, South Johnston 0, Union Academy 56, Central Academy 6, Union County, Georgia 60, Hazel 7, Union Pine 62, Providence Grove 35. Okay, here's one. Vance 30, Rocky River 27. Help me reconcile how this game was only a 3-point game, and this totally blew my mind. How about you?
Mine too. I expected Vance to win handily. You know, especially, you know, I saw some of the fireworks between the two squads at the Dudley Jamboree. Maybe it fired up Rocky River a little more, and Vance was a little overconfident. Vance to me is that they're that Jekyll and Hyde team this year. You don't know what you're going to get because what they blow out Monroe, wasn't it? I mean, just wiped out Monroe last week. Looked fared poorly against Westmac. Now Westmac's a strong program. Then they blow out Monroe, a well thought of Monroe, and a lightly regarded Rocky River. Then it's a tight game. So I don't know what to get out of Vance. I can't rectify the score in my mind. In the words of Derek Miller, when I told him the final score, he just went, whoa. I mean, he was just stunned too.
Because, you know, I was looking at it, Rocky, you know, let's say the Monroe and Rocky River play, you know, Vance beats Monroe 55-0, Vance beats Rocky River 30-27. If Monroe and Rocky River played, I'm going to pick Monroe. I think Monroe will win by about two touchdowns. And that's why it's so hard to reconcile. And I think there's something in that psyche of Vance. And they got a good coaching staff. I mean, Coach Brand's a good coach. Miles Aldridge, a good buddy of mine, a great guy to have as a coordinator. Something is up, and I'm sure they'll fix it. But right now it's like we're going, whoa, you know. Wake Forest, big statement win over Middle Creek, 56-16. Wallace Rose Hill, 26. Havelock, 21. I called this game beforehand. I thought Wallace Rose Hill would win. I will say this, though. I don't think Havelock will lose another game in the regular season. I think Caleb King will have these guys fired up, probably have fire going out of their nostrils for now on. Did that game surprise you?
Yes, it did. You know, I know Wallace Rose Hill is good in their traditional power. But, you know, playing up in class, Havelock is – Havelock. And, yeah, it really did surprise me. I thought Havelock would win the game.
Watauga, 49, Avery, 8. Weddington, 25, Porter Ridge, 14. That's a good win for Weddington. Weddington is a 3A team that some people thought they would be down this year. And they're probably not as good as they were last year, but that's not a knock on them because they won the 3AA last year. I think that's a statement win. It shows them they're a top 10 team in the 3A. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely, I agree. And Porter Ridge is not a poor football team by any means. There, that's a solid football team, and that's a really good win for Weddington.
Going down the list here, Westover 60, Hope County 42, West Bladen 20, Midway 6, West Caldwell 28, West Iredell 21. West Carteret keeps on winning, beats Croatan 40-6. New Bern keeps on losing. This time they lose to West Craven 28-7. West Forsyth over Mount Tabor 23-7. I know that you like Mount Tabor, and I'm going to tell you right now, that's not a bad loss there. West Forsyth could win a state championship this year. What's your thoughts about Mount Tabor at this point?
I still like Mount Tabor. I think they're very good in they'll be 3AA. I have no doubt about that. I think they're a very good football team. Like you said, not a bad loss. I mean, West Forsyth is a top five 4A program, and they're one of the top five or six teams. They can be a contender. That's a strong program, and it was not put away until late, is my understanding. That's a good game.
Going down the list here, West Henderson 51, East Henderson 21. West Henderson's a little bit better this year, I think. West Lincoln 52, Cherryville 20. West Mecklenburg over Garinger 55-0. West Stokes 22, Starmount 20. West Wilkes 68, North Stokes 0. Western Alamance 48, Cummings 0. I know you saw that game. Jake Chrisman, what happens if Western Alamance didn't have him? I mean, I think Western Alamance is still a good team, but Chrisman is just a special player. What do you think?
I totally agree. I think I mentioned to you before, Western Alamance has a strong program, a strong team. I'm looking right now for somebody else to step up besides Jake Chrisman. I think he had 4 touchdowns on something like 8 touches in the game and 175 yards of offense or something like that. And he had a sack for a safety coming in and playing defense. The kid does it all, and he's a special player. Maybe a little bit undersized, but somebody's going to like him wherever he ends up. I think I know right now where he's going to end up, but I'll keep that to myself.
Well, they're going to get a good player, I can tell you that much.
They are going to get a good player. But Western has some other tools, but they just are going to have to find a way for those guys who need to start stepping up. Now, I mean, against Cummings, what can you say? They shut him out. Cummings is down from what Cummings was. I will say Cummings' defense was better than I thought it would be. But they have some serious problems on the offensive side of the ball.
Yep. You can definitely see that. Wheatmore 28, Southwestern Randolph 24, Wilkes Central 34, Surrey Central 19. That wraps up week 3. Now, Fred, let's go to week 4. This is Jim West and Fred Gelly. We're with Carolina Varsity, and we're just talking now about the week 4 matchups. Only one game, I'm looking at Max Preps right now, only one game I see on schedule for Thursday. It's in the mountains, West Henderson, North Buncombe. I won't say West Henderson will win that game by a lot. Not much to look at on that one. Feel free to disagree with me if you do.
I don't.
Now we're going to go to the Friday games here. I think this is Mallard Creek plays Berry Academy. I believe that's correct. Mallard Creek will win that game by a lot. East Rowan versus Central Cabarrus. That's probably a coin flip between those two teams. I'm going to look at some of the bigger games here. Here's one I'm going to ask you about. Wilkes Central, a good 2A program against Watauga, a 3A program. Who do you like in that game?
That could be a very interesting game. I lean towards Watauga. I think Watauga will have too much depth for them, but it wouldn't shock me if Wilkes Central pulled the upset. But I think that's one of the really good games this week.
Yep. Let's see here, going down this line a little bit. I'm going to go look at more of the teams that are in our top 25. Here's one that's a team that's not – actually, I can't remember. Is North Mecklenburg – they might be ranked in our top 25. I think they are in our top 25.
Yes, I think they're around 20 right now, 19 or 20.
19 or 20. They're playing Rocky River. North Mex should win this game by you know, I think a 19 or 20 team should beat Rocky River by about four touchdowns. Do you agree with that one?
They should, but I take pause from the Vance Rocky River.
Right.
Result from last week, and for me personally, I mean, I know somebody with an opinion who I respect, Matt Morrow, is very. He likes North Mech, and I respect his opinion. I don't know as much about North Mech, but he knows that area far better than I do. But I take great pause from the fact that Rocky River played Vance so tough. So that'll be a game I'm watching to judge both programs, frankly.
Yeah. Southern Nash, they play West Johnston. I think Southern Nash would blow that West Johnston team out of the water. Do you agree with that?
I do. You and I have talked about it since before the season started, Jim. We both are very high on Southern Nash. They have a stable of athletes. I mean, they run for about 400 yards a game right now, if my memory serves me right, or not quite, but close to. I was going to tell Derek Miller, if he's on tonight, watch out for Southern Nash because they run a similar type thing, and they throw the ball less than Catholic. I mean, they don't throw the ball. They just pound you, and they have the guys to do it, and they've got some serious athletes.
I could see three guys from Southern Nash getting over 1,000 yards this year in rushing, so something to think about. Now, this is a good game, and if I was in eastern part of the state, I would want to watch this. West Craven's 1-2. They're a 2A program, but they're a very good 2A program. They're playing West Carterets, a 3A program that's 3-0. Beginning of the season, I think most people would have picked West Craven, but right now I'm picking West Carteret to win that game. How about you?
I'm going to pick West Carteret as well. My opinion has really gone up on West Carteret. I mean, I thought they would be a really good team coming into the season. I think that's another really strong conference with West Carteret and Jacksonville and Northside and, Havelock. You know, so that's a really strong conference. West Craven, tough schedule. I still think they're a very good 2A football team. Maybe I was a little higher on them than I should have been. But they lost the one key cog from last year. I think his name was Abrams, who did a lot for them. But I still think they're good, but I'm going to go with West Carteret.
Wallace Rose Hill plays Northside Jacksonville. Wallace Rose Hill is hosting this game. Northside is a little bit down this year. I'm going to leave out the drama that's happening on the outside, but outside of that, I still think Walls Rose Hill is going to win this game by a couple of touchdowns, especially with being at home. You agree with that?
Agreed. Absolutely agree. Absolutely agree.
Looking down here a little bit, let's see. Harding's playing Gaffney, South Carolina. I don't know a thing about Gaffney except they were in South Carolina.
Gaffney is usually strong. I don't know about them this year. I would have to do some research. But Gaffney is one of those programs in South Carolina that has a storied history. You drive by, I mean, Gaffney is – it looks like a small college, great facilities and stuff. And it's it's not quite dormant, I guess, but they've got some. South Carolina has some strong teams. I think Harding might lose this game. I do.
Okay.
But I'm going off my years in South Carolina. I might be wrong. I lived in South Carolina a long time, and Gaffney was always a strong program. So I would have to go look. But that's a game that I wouldn't be shocked if Harding lost that game.
New Hanover travels down to Garner. New Hanover's 3-0, 3A team, playing Garner is 1-2. New Hanover is looking pretty darn good. I got to go with New Hanover by a couple scores. How about you?
I agree. I think in the past, the saying that would have been, like, people would have said we're crazy because Garner has always been strong. I think Garner's down. I think New Hanover's up, and I think they win this game.
Now, here's a game that I want. They're going to play the Sane or Insane game here. North Duplin's playing Lejeune. I'll make two predictions. I'm going to say that North Duplin will be up by at least 42 points at half, and Lejeune will not score. Am I sane or insane?
You're sane on both predictions. I'd love to see Lejeune score some points. I would. I would love to see him. They've struggled last year. They've struggled this year. I don't think it happens.
I don't either. I think last year they scored all of 14 points. Now here's one. I can't remember if we got Roanoke Rapids in the top 25 or not in two-way. I know that, I think they're in my two-way ballot, but Granville Central is 2-0 playing Roanoke Rapids 3-0. I think this is a good chance for both of these programs. I'm going to take Roanoke Rapids by about 17 points. You agree with that?
I think that's too many. I think the game will be closer than that. I think this is a one-score game.
Okay. Let's see. Looking down here a little bit, Orange High School, they're playing at Roseville. This game could be interesting. Orange is struggling right now. They're struggling moving the ball. They have, I don't think they can settle on a quarterback at this point. Their defense may not be as good as they were last year. Roseville, this is a team that, you know, Orange could take lightly, and I could see this being a big upset. I'm going to take Orange on this, but I would not be surprised if Roseville wins this game. How about you?
For me, the jury's still out on Orange. I'm picking Orange as well. I think you know Orange a little better than I do, but I still think Orange wins this game. I still think their defense is very strong. I don't see Orange, but maybe I'm wrong, but I think Orange wins a football game.
Now, here's one. Plymouth, I'm pretty sure they probably dropped out of our top 25 now. They're 0-3. Kip Pride's 0-3. I'm going to go with Plymouth in this. I think Plymouth has just enough talent to beat Kip Pride, but I would not be surprised if Kip Pride wins this game. How about you?
I would be surprised if they win this game. Maybe I just can't get over the Plymouth thing, but I think Plymouth wins this game, and I think they do it fairly easily. I could be wrong.
Let's see here. Hoggard's playing Carolina Forest. I know nothing about Carolina Forest, so I'm going to pick Hoggard. I think that's a safe bet. J.H. Rose, they have to travel to Havelock. Rose is 0-3. Havelock is 2-1. And I'm going to tell you right now, both of these teams are got something to prove. I do think Havelock is the more talented team. I think Rose has trouble stopping a good offense. And Havelock has a pretty good defense. I'm going to give Havelock the win on this one. How about you?
I think Havelock wins pretty easily. If they don't, then Havelock's not the team that I think they are. Rose, I mean, I think they lost to Hunt this last week. And I know Hunt, even though they've had some good teams in the past, is not that strong this year. So
right.
I think Havelock wins pretty easy.
Tarboro, they go to North Edgecombe. I think Tarboro will have a running clock on that one. West Meck, they play at Independence. I think West Meck will win by four touchdowns at least. Conley hosts East Wake. I'm going to give Conley the win on that one. Southside, they host Gates County. I think Southside will win this one by a pretty good margin, but I did have Gates County on my top 25 ballot. Wait to see what happens on that. Looking down here, here's a battle between two programs are 0-3, T.C. Robertson versus Asheville. Do you have any opinions about that one?
To say that they're both 0-3 is just surprising with who they are.
Yeah.
I think T.C. Robertson wins this game.
Looking down the list here, trying to see, North Lenoir is playing Southern Wayne. That's not going to be a very pretty game. Wake Forest versus Leesville Road. Wake Forest, I would not be surprised if Wake Forest wins this game by about four or five touchdowns, maybe even running clock. What's your thoughts, Fred?
Wake Forest is stout. I mean, they're defending 4AA champion. They've looked good over the summer, and they've looked good so far this year. They've come out and beat some very strong teams very handily. I think Wake Forest wins going away.
Now, here's a game I'm going to get on my soapbox a little bit. Jacksonville is playing Rocky Mount Prep. Not Rocky Mount, but Rocky Mount Prep. What does Jacksonville get out of playing Rocky Mount Prep besides an easy win, maybe a trip to Nash County? But besides that, do they get any experience out of this? Maybe some second, third stringers play? What's your thoughts?
That was my thought exactly. What they get out of this is they get a dub, and their backups get a lot of time in the game. You know, they're going to take care of business. They're going to get their starters out and get some young kids some playing time.
Randleman, they play Union Pines. I think this is going to be a good game. Union Pines is a 3A program that's 2-1. Randleman's 2-1. I can see this game going either way. We've got to give a shout-out to Reuben Davis. He's one of the biggest Union Pines fans, class of 1981. And I will make him happy. I'm going to pick Union Pines by just the slimmest of margins. Who do you take in that game?
We're going to disagree. I'm taking Randleman. I think they're a better team this year. Sorry, Reuben, but I'm going with Randleman all the way.
I know some people from Randleman to be very happy with that pick. I know Coach Shane Handy, he's going to be very happy with that one. Person, they're 1-2. They play Halifax County, Virginia. That's 0-1. I couldn't tell you a thing about Halifax County, Virginia. Here's an old rivalry. Southwest Onslow, they're 1-2, 2A program. They're playing East Duplin, 2A program that's 3-0. East Duplin's going to win this game. But, you know, three, four years ago, Southwest Onslow would win this game. It's kind of interesting about how two programs could change so drastically. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, Southwest Onslow has had a proud tradition. They've done very well. But I don't think it's a contest. I think East Duplin wins, and they win handily.
I do, too. Now, here's a good game that's going to be up. This is a battle of two top 25 teams. Pinecrest, they travel to Providence. Pinecrest is 3-0. Providence is 2-1. This is going to be a whale of a game. If I was in the Mecklenburg County area, I'd definitely go see this one. Right now we'll say Pinecrest wins this game, but I would not be surprised if Providence would come out with a victory. To me, this is going to be a whale of a game. What's your thoughts?
I agree. I've had people tell me that they think Providence has been a little underrated this year, that they're better than most of us thought. This is a game that will tell me, you know, is Providence much better than we thought or just a little better than we thought? And, oh, by the way, does Pinecrest really belong in that top eight teams or so? Because I think that's where we have them, is around eight, maybe nine.
Right.
Can they separate themselves to take that step forward into that top, you know, six, seven teams? Are they the bottom of the first tier, or are they somewhere in the second tier?
Right. Now, looking out in the mountains here, Clyde Irwin, they're playing at AEC Reynolds. Irwin's struggling. They have a pretty good offensive scheme, but AEC Reynolds, that to me is a powerhouse team. I got AEC Reynolds probably by about four or five scores. You agree with that?
I do, and I think AEC Reynolds is still stinging from, quite frankly, I mean, they lost to Shelby and they took a thrashing. A lot happens to a lot of teams when they play Shelby, but I think they're better than that, and I think they want to show it still. So I think they win very easily.
Now, this might be one of the best matchups in week four. Riverside Martin, they travel to Conway, North Carolina, to play Northampton County. This game could go either way. I'm going to pick Northampton County on this one. But Riverside, would not surprise me if they win that game either. To me, it's like a coin flip. If you had to pick, which one would you take?
Wow. Well, what I would say is whichever one Daniel Burleson tells me he's going to win. That's who I would take in that game. I trust his opinion on those games. I kind of like Riverside, but I would not be surprised either way.
Now here's one. Two teams are 1-2, Middle Creek and Millbrook. Both of these programs, to me, are right around the top 25. Middle Creek may be a little bit down, not as quite as good as I thought they were. Millbrook, I mean, they lost to a Wake Forest team, and I forgot who else they lost to. Neither one of the games they lost to were by slouches. I'm going to take Millbrook in this game over Middle Creek. Am I sane or insane?
I've got this game as a coin flip right now, so I can't say you're insane. You know, I thought Middle Creek would be stronger. Obviously, right now, I can't say that because they've taken. I want to say the other one they lost to was it Heritage? I might be wrong.
Bobby Heritage.
No, I can't. I'm not sure. I could look it up real fast if I didn't. I wasn't pacing around outside. But
I understand.
No, you're not
that.
Anything.
Now, here's a good one: Butler versus Richmond. Butler's only played one game so far. This is Wake Forest 4, and they've only played one game. They're 0-1. They lost to Mallard Creek. I think the score is 42-9. They're playing Richmond, a team that's lost to Wake Forest, which is no shame in that. This game right here is a coin flip to me. Who do you have in this one?
I'm going to go with Butler. Coach Hales and his, I like the way his offense, I like the adjustments they tend to make. There's still a lot of talent at Butler. I think they're probably a little bit embarrassed by what happened against Mallard Creek. Richmond is still strong, new coach and Brian Till. I'm going to go with Butler. I think Butler is Butler's better. It doesn't mean I would be surprised if Richmond won the game. Nothing I'll add is, what a weird quirk in scheduling that you have two. You only have 10 games, two bye weeks, and they're weeks 1 and 3. That's just weird.
It is. I think it's hard for a program, especially when that week 2 game was Mallard Creek. That's a tough one to reconcile on that. Cape Fear, they play Terry Sanford, two Cumberland County teams. Cape Fear is 2-1. Terry Sanford's 3-0. They're better than I thought they would be. I had them about fifth or sixth in their conference. I had Cape Fear winning the conference. Right now, I'm not exactly sure what to make out of this. I think Cape Fear wins this game, but Terry Sanford, are they a top 25 caliber? I think they were a top 25 caliber team. What's your thoughts about this one?
First, let me back up a minute on the Middle Creek and Millbrook. They've both lost to Wake Forest and Heritage. That's their both of their two losses. So,
no shame in that.
Going forward, Terry Sanford is better than I expected. New coaching staff. I thought they might have some struggles, but they do have some athletes there. And right now, I know Cape Fear was the runner-up in 4A last year, dropping down. They're highly thought of. They've got an excellent quarterback. A lot of talent on the team, but all their games have been close. So I'm kind of looking for a statement win out of Cape Fear. I don't know if it happens this week. They've won two close games, as I recall, and lost a close game. And I'm going to go with Cape Fear, but I will not be surprised if Terry Stanford takes it.
John Holmes, they play Bertie. I got to give Holmes by several scores on that one. Here's one, RS Central and Pisgah play. Pisgah, I think, would win that one by about 4 or 5 scores. Now, here's one in your neck of the woods, Southern Alamance. I think Southern may not be quite as good as Williams. They're probably right there. They're fair to Midland, They play Eastern Alamance. Eastern Alamance beat Williams 48-21. That game, that score might have been a little bit deceptive. I think Eastern Alamance might win this game by 30 points or so. What's your thoughts?
I can't disagree. Eastern Alamance is strong. They've got a strong offense. Their defense has been a little spotty at times, but solid. Their defensive coordinator, Patrick Stokes, does a great job. John Kirby, the head coach, does a great job. The thing about Southern Alamance that I would say is, I like their offense. I've seen them in person. I like their offense. They run the spread option. For those who don't know, watch Gus Malzahn at Auburn. That's the type of offense they're running right now. It's an exciting offense to watch. It's electric. They may be a few athletes short for running it optimally, but they've got some good athletes. My questions with them are on defense. Their defense leaves a bit. They play very aggressive, I don't think quite athletic enough to play that aggressive, so they give up some plays. I would not go against Eastern Alamance. Eastern Alamance should win this game.
East Forsyth, they host Carver. Carver's down this year. They've been blown out three times. East Forsyth should make that number four. Cleveland, they host Cardinal Gibbons. This game, I'm going to give Cardinal Gibbons probably about a three-touchdown win. Cardinal Gibbons is a real deal. I'm not sold on Cleveland yet. Looking down a little bit, here's one. Walkertown 0-3 plays East Wilkes 3-0. East Wilkes, I think they're going to handle Walkertown pretty easily. Here's one. Allegheny, they're 3-0, 1A team. South Stokes is a top. Beginning of the season, we had South Stokes in the top 25 of 1A. Allegheny, I think, is going to go 4-0. How about you?
I'm not sure. I think this is a close game. You know, I thought a lot more of South Stokes coming into the season than I did Allegheny. So far, I've been proven wrong. You know what? I'm gonna go with South Stokes.
I want to go with South Stokes. I got gotcha.
You.
Let's see here.
You got to disagree
Ronald,
about something.
Yeah, you got that right. Gotta keep me honest here. Ronald Reagan, they play Mount Tabor. I think Mount Tabor will win that game. East Meck, they're 2-1. They're playing at Weddington, 2-0. East Meck, they had I saw them in the Carolina Varsity Jamboree. They got some talent. I do think they had a player or two that is not playing for them. I forgot where they went to, Myers Park or wherever. But right now I'm going to give that game to Weddington. Okay.
I agree.
I agree.
Yeah, they had a
Met Weddington. East Surrey, they host Surrey Central. I think East Surrey will blow out Surrey Central. Mitchell goes to 1A team. Mitchell plays 4A McDowell. Mitchell win that game by three touchdowns at least. All right, here's the big one. Hillside at Dudley. I think Dudley wins this game, but I think Dudley's going to fight for this game. Hillside's no slouch, but I'm going to say Dudley will win that game pulling away. You might see a score of like 30-14 or something like that. Do you agree with that?
I think that's accurate. I'm actually planning on attending this game, you know, if nothing changes. And I'm looking forward to a good game. I'm looking forward to a fish plate.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah,
Josh. That's right about that.
I think Dudley has too much for Hillside right now. Hillside hasn't seemed to put it together, but, man, they're definitely battle-tested. Let's see how much Dudley has out. But at Dudley, I think Dudley is the class of 3A still, even with a couple injuries, and I see Dudley winning the game.
3-0, Glenn, they play at North Forsyth. It's 0-3. Glenn will win that game pretty handily. Mountain Heritage, they play at Rosman. Mountain Heritage will win that game. Murphy plays North Georgia. Murphy will win that game. I'm trying to look down here. Mooresville, 1-1. A.L. Brown, 2-1. I think Brown will win that game. This is kind of a rivalry game in a way. Two programs in the Western North Carolina High School Athletic Association back in the day. This game could go either way. I'm going to take Brown. How about you?
I'm going to take Brown as well. That's a proud program, and I just think they have more.
See, Freedom, this is a matchup between two teams in Morganton. Freedom plays at Patton. I'm going to say Freedom wins this by two touchdowns. You agree with that?
I agree. I think Freedom is stronger. 3A team playing a 2A team, and I think they're both solid for their classification, but I think Freedom is going to win this football game.
Manio, 2-1, they play at Beargrass Charter. I got to give this game to Manio. I just don't know enough about Beargrass Charter to predict them to beat Manio, but we'll see on that. I imagine you probably kind of like me on that. Just don't know how good Beargrass Charter is because they haven't played anybody really yet.
Exactly. I have a hard time believing that they're going to open up and go 4-0, you know, especially Manio is pretty solid, so I think Manio will win, and I will happily eat crow if Beargrass Charter goes 4-0.
Page plays at Eastern Guilford. This is going to be a good game. I think this is one of these games that could go either way. I'm going to give Page the Actually, no, I'm not. I'm going to go with Eastern Guilford on this one. How about you?
Well, I thought we were going to disagree. I think this is a whale of a ball game. And actually, I had forgotten this game was this. Maybe I ought to go see that one instead of Dudley and Hillside. I mean, it's that good of a game.
That fish over Dudley, though, is worth going to.
It is. It is. I've seen them both just in jamborees, you know, but it was scrimmage. It wasn't any kind of, it wasn't, you know, summer season football. I saw them in real football. And I like Eastern Guilford in this game. But close.
It's going to be a close one, that's for sure. High Brighton hosts South Caldwell. High Brighton will win that game easily. Here's one. Gehringer's last 56 games, they've come out with 56 losses. They play Central Academy. Both of these teams are 0-3, and I want to make a prediction. As long as this game is played, as long as it doesn't get canceled, Gehringer will win this game by 2 or 3 scores, sane or insane.
You are sane. I think the streak ends. The streak that nobody wants ends. Gehringer wins this football game.
Thank you. I agree with that. And got about 9 minutes left, so we're going to do a lightning round here. West Versailles should beat High Point Central pretty easily. Reidsville should be all over R.J. Reynolds. Let's see here. Hickory, they have to play Hunter Huss. Hunter Huss should just crack that nut pretty easily on that one. Hendersonville, they play Owen. Hendersonville should come back and beat Owen, but you just never know. Hendersonville's, they barely beat West Henderson, and then they got blown out by Christian. But I got to give Henderson by about 3 scores on that one. Eastbrook, they played Newton Conover. Newton Conover should win that game pretty easily. North Rand,
yep.
I got to give them as a favor over Jesse Carson. Robbinsville, they play Christ School. Got to go with Christ School on that one. That's a powerhouse of a private program.
Right.
Looking down here. 71st should beat Southern Durham. Southern Durham will probably go 0-4. Let's see here. Marvin Ridge, they play Parkland, host Parkland. They should win that game. Let's see here. We've got any other South Point. They play at, excuse me, Clover plays at South Point. I'm going to go with South Point on this game. You agree with that one?
I think this could be a real good game. Yeah, it's hard to pick against South Point right now, but I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if Clover did it, but I'm going to go with South Point.
West Montgomery plays at East Montgomery. This is a non-conference game. West Montgomery's 1A, East Montgomery's 2A. Got to go with West Montgomery in that game. Do you agree with that one?
I do agree. I'm kind of keeping my eye on East Montgomery, though. I need it. I tell you what, if East Montgomery does win this game, my opinion of them definitely goes up.
No, I agree. Totally agree with that. Looking around here, let's see. Ardrick Kell plays at Charlotte Catholic. Catholic should win that game pretty easily. Asheville School,
what?
They play at Cherokee. Yeah, you're surprised by Catholic beating Ardrick Kell.
I'm just trying to picture what the foot soldier would say about this.
Oh, yeah, he'd say something about Barney. But
exactly.
Looking down here, Cherokee should beat Asheville School. Southview should be all over Douglas Byrd. Looking down here a little bit, Porter Ridge, they play at Sun Valley. I'm going to go with Porter Ridge in this one. I think this could be a good game. It should be a lot of offense. Who do you take in that one?
I'm going to go with Porter Ridge as well. I think they're going to bounce back with the victory. I need to see a little more defense out of Sun Valley. Maybe I will. They obviously have a high-powered offense, but I think Porter Ridge should win.
Let's see here. Going down a little bit, Hickory Ridge, they play Northwest Cabarrus. I'm going to tell you right now, this could be a surprise game. I'm going to go with Hickory Ridge, but Northwest Cabarrus is a team that they can score some points. Cedar Ridge, they traveled to Cummings. I got to go with Cedar Ridge on that one. Got to give a shout out to Scott Loosemore. Let's see here. Looking down here, Moorhead has to play at Mount Airy. I got to give Mount Airy probably about a 3-touchdown lead over Moorhead. Do you agree with that one?
As much as it pains, I would love to see Moorhead win this game. I just don't think they will. I would favor Mount Airy.
This is a big rivalry game. Crest versus Shelby. Crest 3A program. Shelby a 2A program. This is going to be a close game. I think Shelby's a lot better than Crest, but I will say this is going to be a close game. Shelby will probably win this by no more than 2 scores. Do you agree with that?
I agree. I think Shelby wins. I think the pads are definitely popping in this game. I don't think they like each other very much, and they want the bragging rights. But I just think Shelby's stronger right now.
Mount Pleasant, they play at Concord. I'm going to go with Mount Pleasant in this one. I think Concord is not the Concord of old. Do you agree with that?
They're definitely not the Concord of old. But man, it's hard for me to say with a straight face that I think Mount Pleasant's going to beat Concord. That's just hard for me to get my mind around, but you might be right.
That is. I don't know. I can't tell you the last time Mount Pleasant played Concord. For many years, they never played each other, so we'll see what happens. This is a good two-way matchup, East Bladen versus Whiteville. I'm going to go with East Bladen in this one, but would not be surprised if Whiteville wins. How about you?
I favor East Bladen as well. I'm still not completely sold on Whiteville, though I think they're solid. I think East Bladen wins.
Myers Park, they play at South Mech. Myers Park should win this game, but I want to see Myers Park, I want to see them get a little bit nasty or mean or whatever. But you know, they're just barely winning these games. Southeast Guilford, they play at Grimsley. I'm going to go with Southeast Guilford on this one. I think this Southeast Guilford is a good 3A program. St. Stephen's should be handed their heads by Maiden. Maiden should win that game pretty easily. Kings Mountain should be all over Cuthbertson. I don't know about all over, but they should win by a couple scores. Looking down a little bit, Lee County, they play at Hoke County. Will Lee County allow Hoke County to score? It'll be the first time this whole year if that happens. So I think Lee wins that game. Let's see, looking down here, Western Alamance should be all over Graham. I just don't see Graham doing much in that one. Got about 2 minutes left here. Let's look down here. Ledford, they should be all over West Davison. How's all the games on Friday? I think there might have been a game on Saturday. Let me double check. May be a private game, I just can't get into the private games for some reason. But let's see here.
I think there's a Monday game. It's like Pender and Union for some.
Yeah, you know what? I think you're right on that. The Saturday games are all kind of meh. The Union game is they're going to go. I can't remember. One of those teams were up 14-0, I believe. And I can't remember if it was Pender or Union.
I don't know.
But, Union to me is the better team, but
I would
we'll see
think
what
so,
happens.
But yeah.
Should be a fun week.
It should be. I think the weather's going to work.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think it's perfect for a Friday night. I would not want to be playing on Monday, that's for sure. So
exactly.
Well, this is Jim West and with Fred Gailey, and we're with Carolina Varsity Radio Show, giving you a Week 3 recap and Week 4 preview. Thank you so much for listening to us, and we hope wherever you go this Friday night that you have a lot of fun, and keep in touch. Have a good night.